Welcome to Time with Baba, the Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is March 6th, Friday, 2020, day 66. Today's topic, praise God all day long. In His blessings, His countenance is shalom. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Father. Today's four passages are Psalm 35 verses 1 to 10, Numbers chapter 2 verse 1 to chapter 3 verse 51. Mark chapter 11, verse 27 to chapter 12, verse 17. Proverbs 10, verses 24 to 25. Today's main passage from Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 to 27. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. So they will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them." Wow, I just feel a very, very strong presence of God. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Wow. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is praise God all day long in His blessings, His countenance, His shalom. If you are in the hardship as described by today's Psalm 35 verses 19 to 26, being attacked by wicked people and have no way out, what would you do? What should you do? Psalm 35 verses 27 to 28 gives you the answer. Praise God all day long. What? Really? Yes, sure. Because, number one, the Lord delights in the well-being of His servant. Psalm 35 verse 27. Number two, the Lord bless His people that they can be in His blessings, His countenance, and His peace. That's shalom. Daily. Numbers chapter 6 verses 22 to 27. Number 3. In our crisis, the Holy Spirit will give us words to say. Mark chapter 13 verse 11. Number 4. For those who are on our guard and stand firm to the end will be saved. Mark chapter 13 verse 9 and verse 13. May you be able to praise the Lord all day long so that you can be in His blessings, his countenance, and his peace. Shalom. The Lord opens my eye today to be able to see that the famous Moses blessing, priestly blessing, Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 to 27, is actually a blessing from our triune God. The Father bless you, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Son bless you, the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. Jesus comes so close to you that the light of his face shines on you and he embraces you, loves you, and then you receive his grace. The Holy Spirit bless you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Because the Holy Spirit shines on you that you know your sins. Confess your sins and repent. The Holy Spirit will not turn his face away from you because of your unholiness, but to turn his face to you and you feel so secure, so peaceful. That's shalom, the presence of God, and you have the fruit of the Holy Spirit again. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to praise you all day long so that we can be in your blessings, your countenance, and your shalom day after day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what are those things to stop you not able to praise God all day long? Number two, what is the next step to make this happen daily? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.